Listeners Special. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this Sunday, August 7th, 2022. I'm Atefe Erfani hosting this program today. As you may know, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. And if you have any message for our listeners around the world, you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. And heartfelt condolences to all our listeners on the poignant occasion of Tasu'a, or the ninth of the mourning month of Muharram, the day preceding history's most heartrending tragedy. It is the anniversary of the day which continues to jolt human conscience as the conscientious concentrate on what transpired in Karbala in the year 61 AH, corresponding to 680 AD, when Imam Hussein, peace upon him, sought a day's respite from the enemy forces surrounding him and demanding pledge of allegiance from him to the godless rule of the tyrant Yazid. And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very helpful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an electronic QSL card from us. And here I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Muhammad Fali from Malaysia, Shahinur Alam from Bangladesh, and Siddhartha Bhattacharji from India, one of our old and regular listeners. And here I do send my appreciations to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us emails from around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here, and later during the program I will read these emails. Here we've received an email from Muhammad Khaku from the US, one of our old and regular listeners. Avinash Chikat from India has sent us an email. Abbas Taghi Mehdi from Pakistan has also sent us an email. From Pakistan also, we've received an email from Abed Hussein Sajid, one of our old and regular listeners. And also, we've received an email from Vasily Kuznetsov from Russia, one of our old and regular listeners. After a short break, I will be back and read these great emails from around the world. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and here, as I said, we've received an email from Muhammad Khaku from the US, one of our old and regular listeners. Muhammad Khaku says, Muharram is the first of the 12 months in the Islamic calendar. It is not marked by joy, merriment, or celebrations, but with sadness and mourning. The first 10 days of Muharram culminate with Ashura, which falls on Monday, August 8th. There is no catastrophic day greater than the day of Ashura, on which the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, was martyred by the ruler of the time, Yazid ibn Muawiyah. The majlis of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, and the tears that roll down our cheeks are for the oppressed, and each droplet being challenged to the tyrant. Ashura differs from one city to city, but a silken thread that binds each city is Imam Hussein. Every city has its cultural ethnicity woven into the rituals of Hussein, but the cry of Ya Hussein remains the same. Antoine Barra, a Christian thinker, says, Imam Hussein does not belong to the Shiites, but to the whole world. Hussein is in my heart. If Hussein was one of us, we would raise a banner with the name of Hussein in every corner of the earth, and we would call on people to Christianity with the name of Hussein. Hussein is the armor and eternal gem of Islam. First of all, salam, and thank you very much for sending us this email, Muhammad Khaku. And of course, we do express our condolences to you on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, and also his companions. Thank you very much for, this message on the morning month of Muharram, and these descriptions on this tragic day, I mean Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, which culminate with Ashura. Actually, it falls on Monday, August 8th. Thank you very much for sending us this email. As you said, and you described in this email, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, belongs to all humanity. Muhammad Khaku from the US, thank you very much again. Write to us soon. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. And Avinash Chikat from India has sent us an email saying, I am pleased to report the reception of your English language transmissions of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on shortwave. I hope that you'd find this report of some use. I found correct, kindly verify these with your QSL card or even with an EQSL. The special program on the month of Muharram was very interesting and informative. Your broadcast made me understand the significance of the day and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace upon him. I'm interested in collecting postage stamps from across the world. It would be great if you can send me a few used postage stamps from Iran, and if you have any to spare. First of all, salam, and many thanks for sending us this email. Avinash Chikat from India. As you may know, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio in the time of pandemic is not possible. So in the time being, please accept our EQSL card as a confirmation. And thank you very much for your compliments as you describe the special programs on the month of Muharram as interesting and informative. Avinash Chikat from India, write to us soon. And thank you again for sending us this email. Welcome back. Abbas Taghi Mehdi from Pakistan has sent us an email, of course, on the month of Muharram, on the morning month of Muharram. Let's see what Abbas Taghi Mehdi says. Bravery has a unique place in our daily life. It has a holy definition and becomes meaningful with danger. Perhaps the highest level of bravery occurs when one's life is in danger. Nonetheless, there is a higher level of bravery. This level of courage was shown in the day of Ashura by Imam Hussein, peace upon him, and his companions and children. The events of Karbala reflect the collision of the good versus the evil, the virtuous versus the wicked, and the collision of Imam Hussein, the head of the virtue, versus Yazid, the head of impiety. Karbala was about standing in the face of oppression regardless of the cost. In Karbala, Imam Hussein, the second grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, sacrificed all he had for one goal. This goal was to let the truth triumph over falsehood eventually, and he did that brilliantly. Salam and warm greetings to you, Abbas Taghi Mehdi from Pakistan, and please accept our appreciations to you for sending us such a great email, and please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein and his loyal companions, and thank you for describing the tragic and the mourning month of Muharram in such a great way, as you said, the goal of Imam Hussein and his loyal companions was to let the truth triumph over falsehood eventually. And Imam Hussein and his companions did that very brilliantly. And as you may know, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, belongs to all freedom-seeking people around the world. Abbas Taghi Mehdi from Pakistan, please accept our EQSL card as a confirmation. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And Abed Hossein Sajid from Pakistan, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us a message. He says, "Dear IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. After a long time, I listened to your program on the occasion of martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace upon him. You presented great information in your special programs. Please send me an EQSL card. I shall wait for it." Salam and warm greetings to you, Abed Hossein Sajid from Pakistan. And thank you very much for letting us know which program or programs you like the best. As you said, IRIB English Radio presented great information in the special programs on Imam Hussein, peace upon him, and that's great. Yes, my colleagues will soon send you an electronic QSL card as a confirmation. Abed Hossein Sajid, please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, and his loyal companions. And after a short break, I will be back with an email from Russia from Vasily Kuznetsov. Welcome back. Vasily Kuznetsov from Russia, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us an email. He says, "Dear friends, I was glad to listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting on shortwave. I had a very good reception in English and Russian programs of IRIB in Moscow, where I live. Also, I should say that your website in English and Russian languages are very informative. Like many amateurs of radio, I submit my report with the hope to get a QSL card. Thank you in advance." Salam and warm greetings to you, Vasily Kuznetsov from Russia. And thank you for letting us know your views about IRIB English radio programs as well as IRIB English radio websites. As you said, you enjoy the news and the programs. Thank you for letting us know about it. As for your request about sending you a paper QSL card, as I have said many times, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio at the time of pandemic is not possible. So for the time being, please accept our electronic QSL card as a confirmation. Vasily Kuznetsov from Russia, write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And as the time tells me, we have to wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. But before ending this program, again, I do express my heartfelt condolences to all our listeners on the poignant occasion of Tasua, or the 9th of the mourning month of Muharram, the day preceding the history's most heartrending tragedy. Thank you very much for being with us. Have a good time and goodbye. Thank you.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all.